Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Good morning and welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight. I am going to make this one very short and sweet. This Mindset Monday for you is going to be very, very short and sweet. I am actually about to jump into teaching our annual planning right now. So if you haven't bought your recording, unfortunately, you will not be able to get in live. And I don't know, maybe you still can. I'll talk to my team when I jump in there. But you can get the recording. It is something that really can lessen your stress and anxiety as an owner, director, anyone running a center. All of these systems I put into place to help you automate so that your job as an owner and director is a lot less stressful. So today I want to talk about something that is extremely stressful for you, and not just stressful, but it's hurtful. I'm going to make this very short, but I really just want to give each of you a pep talk because I think a lot of us need it. A friend of mine this weekend got a hold of me, someone I highly respect and I am excited for. And she's just really in the trenches right now with staff being just staff. I mean, we all know how it goes, right? They think they know more than us. They think they can do it better. But bottom line, they don't. They don't, right? They don't step up to own a center. They don't step up to become a director. But they sure do think they can do it better than we do. So I just want to give you guys some quick tips and pointers, and just to help you and encourage you through situations like this. The first is, don't let it get to you. Just remember who you are and who they are. Everybody always thinks that they can do it better, right? They always think they have a better plan. So don't let it consume you and really influence you, because you know who you are. You know your superpower, your strength. Lean into that and don't let it get to you. Try. I know how hard it is. It still gets to me too. But don't let them see it. Don't defend yourself. Don't compromise who you are. Don't think that you need to fix something because they're judging you and they think something about you. It isn't you. It's them. It is literally them. There are just some people who you will never be able to please, which is why recruiting the right person is so very important. So listen to my podcast episodes on recruiting. Go back and really just dive into that. And if you're not a part of my membership, join my membership. That is why I do things like this. It's why I started this company. The emotional toll it takes being an owner or a director can be absolutely exhausting. And I really just wanted to bring something to all of you out there that really just speaks to that exhaustion and that hurt. It is really hard. It is so hard, especially when you're sacrificing, and especially for you owners out there who you know, and I know what you're going through. And sometimes you sacrifice your own paychecks so that they get a paycheck. You make less so that they make more. You invest your savings so much, and you're in your heart, you really do want to take care of them. But bottom line, the children have to come first. And staff don't always understand and see that. They see their classroom and their little snippet of the center that they are dealing with. They don't understand often that you're responsible for all of it, for making all of it happen. And owners, even sometimes your directors, they don't get it. They don't. It's pretty much impossible for someone to relate to something they've never been through. They don't understand what it's like to have that many people's paychecks on their shoulders, because they don't have it on their shoulders. You can't understand something like that if you've never experienced it. So what I'm going to recommend for you, when you guys first get these emotionally charged situations, do not respond. You can say something like, Well, your perspective is interesting. Give me some time to process and think about it, and then walk away. Do not let your emotions just automatically get to you. One of the techniques I've started doing for myself a few years ago that's been very helpful is before I even say a word, I count to three. In my mind, I just say one, two, three. That way, that first thought doesn't blurt out of my mouth, right? Because that first thought that you have is what can get you into trouble and what really damages relationships. So just count to three and then say something in your, like, your perspective is very interesting. I'm going to take some time to process it and just walk away. Do not let them get to you. They want to get to you. Do not let them see that emotion. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to stand in my center and be stoic and show that I have this tough skin. And as soon as I get home, I cry and I cry. And that's okay. That is okay. We are humans. We have the emotions too. So make sure, though, that you're not responding emotionally. Take some time to make a list, because sometimes we are wrong, right? And sometimes our egos make it very difficult for us to admit that we're wrong. And it takes some practice. I can do this a lot quicker than I used to, but it does take practice before you really get into this. So normally what I like to do is give myself at least overnight. And the next day, what I will do is I'll basically come on, and that's when I respond appropriately, right? I'll give myself like a day to think about it. And when I'm really emotionally charged, when it's like this big, huge thing, I'll actually make a list and I'll literally just say my emotional response, what is logical? And I just kind of brain dump and write down everything my brain is going through in these situations. And I categorize it to what is my emotions, where are they leading me right now? And where is the logic leading me? As a leader, you cannot allow emotions to lead you. Emotions need to be there because we need to show empathy, love, and kindness, right? They need to be there. And sometimes we are wrong and we do need to be kinder. So we need those emotions, but the emotions cannot outweigh the logic. The logical responses have to be, they have to carry more weight, because our emotions will let us be stuck in situations that are difficult. The next thing to keep in mind is that you have to accept the fact, if you're going to be in any kind of leadership, that you have to be the bad guy sometimes. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy. Sometimes you are going to cause emotional pain to people. Sometimes they're going to cause emotional pain to you. When you accept that fact and know that this is just, it is what it is. There's 50% good, 50% bad, right? That is life. When you accept that fact, it makes it so much easier. Things aren't always going to go your way. You're going to have angry parents. You're going to have angry staff. It's going to happen. You're going to have disgruntled parents. You're going to have disgruntled staff. It's never going to end. And that is okay. Just accept it. When you accept it, it releases the stress and pressure off of it, of trying to avoid it, right? And then you can prepare your brain to deal with it when it happens. I really recommend that you guys listen to my podcast episode, When It's Time to Let Them Go. It's really, or when it's time to say goodbye, that's what it is. I think it was one of the first episodes I recorded, like within the first five podcast episodes I recorded, but it is one of the most powerful ones. So go back and listen to that for the rest of this Mindset Monday. But the last question I'm going to challenge you with is asking yourself, is this really where you want to be? And is management for you? Because, and there is nothing wrong with the fact that it may not be. Let me just say that right now. That is okay. But knowing this is going to be an emotional toll. It is life. It is going to be an emotional toll at times. Are you okay with that? Is this something you're willing to move forward with? Are you ready? If the answer is yes, then good. Let's keep going and know this is just how it's going to be. It goes in waves. You know, I like to say life is a spiral. You spiral up and you're here for some seasons and then you spiral down, but it's constant. it never ends. This is what life looks like, right? The thing is when you're down on those lower spirals, no, this isn't going to last. It's going to come back up. And when you're up, no, it's going to come down. So you have to maintain that equilibrium through all the ups and downs. When you don't, that's what gets you. So I hope this was helpful for all of you. And I am going to jump into my other training, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.